Good day everyone. Today we can discuss on how data science topics are interlinked, and I feel this podcast gonna help you far more better while you are driving or while you are listening it in your free times. So I don't want to just waste the time on introduction, or I don't want to waste the time with various backdrop here. Just we have 10 to 15 minutes, so just I want to explain you about how data science topics are interlinked. Most probably when you go to an interview or when you are working in a real-time scenario, they are asking you these are the main requirements for a data scientist, like statistics, data visualization and machine learning, and some sort of data cleaning techniques, and as well as programming language as well. Now, one of the main doubt every new person who is planning to take data science, they're having one doubt, is that why I need to learn statistics, why I need to learn data visualization, or why I need to learn about machine learning or R programming. Very simple logic, everyone. Here, when you are being a data scientist is all about you are solving the toughest problems in every company. So in order to solve toughest problems in every company, you are using your friend, which is nothing but a data. So by using this data, you are solving various problems. So in order to take up a data, so I hope without any analysis or without any some sort of a threshold, you can't take up whatever the data it's required for you. But most probably, how you're going to capture the data? Let me take a small scenario. I want to illustrate it. So based on that, you can interlink each and every concept. Let's imagine you are planning to, let's take an example, you want to take up a membership for podcast. So in order to take up a membership for podcast, what you are doing, you are just analyzing what is the duration of it, right? And how many months it gonna be, or how many minutes I gonna listen in a single day, what is the money I want to pay for it, which is nothing but statistics. So in order to make a right decision, you always relay at statistics. Right? So why you want statistics in data science is that in order to pick a right data, in order to understand about a data, and in order to pick the right amount of data, in order to solve this problem, you want statistics. And what is the next step? Data visualization. Why you want a data visualization? You want to purchase a house, or you want to purchase you can take a car. So in order to purchase a car or in order to purchase a house, would you be just going for a 10,000 pages book? No. What you're gonna do, you're gonna look at a brochure, which is very good at beautification. They provide you with all sorts of visualization. They provide you with some sort of beautiful graphs, and they're gonna compare it, right? So through visualization, you are able to understand about a particular decision or about a particular scenario very deep. So in order to solve a problem in a real-time company, the main requirement you want is you want to explore about what this company is or what this problem is all about. When you are able to understand about a problem, or when you are able to understand about a business, you are able to pick a right data. By picking a right data, what you can do? You can solve a problem. So in order to solve a problem, you may not be directly going for machine learning. Let me take a small example. You want to purchase a car. In order to purchase a car, you would be comparing between one car to another car, or you would be learning the entire process, how to manufacture a tire, how to manufacture the body of a car, so how to fix the nut, so how to paint the car. You may not be learning all this stuff, right? What you're gonna do, you just compare what's the better features in this car and what are the better features in this car. Just by comparison, you want to make a decision, right? So while you are solving a problem, sometimes you are solving a problem through visualization, sometimes you are solving a problem through statistics, by right picking the data or by comparison, sometimes you are solving a problem through machine learning. What is this machine learning? Which is nothing but automation. Now, what is automation? You want to learn something from me. What is the main agenda to learn something from me? After learning it, you want to automate yourself. You should not be dependent on Kant. Hey Kant, what is meant by data science? Can you please give me the definition? I want to speak it in interview. You don't want to depend in this way. So while you are into an interview, based on your past learning, you should not fail in an interview, and you want to deliver each and every question. That's your main agenda. So in a similar lines, machine learning is all about you are automating a computer, you are automating a system, you are automating a web application which can take decisions on its own. Let me take an example of iPhone 10. So how an iPhone 10 is able to unlock your phone? how your Facebook is able to recognize what you are holding in your hand, or how it is able to recognize your friend. So when you go to Flipkart or Amazon, how these things are able to provide you with the recommendations. So how a machine is able to take the decisions on its own. It's purely automation. So in order to automate it, what you require is the right amount of a data. So before getting a right amount of a data, you want a right data scientist. Without a beautiful data scientist, there is no beautiful automation. Getting it. Now here, your mission need to learn. In order to learn, I need to provide it, or I want to speak it in a, we can say it as we both are understanding very clearly, means me and my mission. So there must be a common language. There must be a common digestible language between us both, which is nothing but the programming. It can be R, it can be Python, it can be Weka, it can be Mahout, it can be SAS, it can be MATLAB. So by means of this programming language, why you are using this programming is just to create a process of learning between me and my machine. So whatever I teach, my machine is able to understand and it can learn. In case, if you don't have a programming language, no can't, I want to speak with my computer in my native language, for sure it can't learn. It throws you with an error. Hey, I can't understand what you're speaking. Let me throw you some errors. All the red, blah, 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 blah. Everything gonna be an error, right? So one thing, friends, why programming? Don't feel bad. It's same as like learning a new language. It's same as like communicating in Kannada. It is same as like communicating in Hindi. It is same as like communicating in Marathi. Don't feel bad. You can learn it. It's very simple and it's very easy, right? So after this, I'm gonna stay tuned, or I'm gonna provide you with a brief introduction on what is machine learning, what is a good mentor, what is a good material, and what is a good student. So I'm gonna go with these three concepts on my next podcast. Stay tuned until try to listen to this podcast. Thank you so much, everyone.